All right. Hello. Hello and welcome, my loves, to our second masterclass. Let me just make sure my volume's up. Looking good. Our second masterclass today, which is all about how to bring your dreams and desires to life. So let me bring up my notes. I am really looking forward to diving into this class with you. This class is really going to complement what we began working on in Masterclass 1. So in Masterclass 1, we were speaking all about feminine magnetism, and that really is a core component of coming into alignment and creating that magnetic energy that we've been talking about. But obviously, it's not just about coming into your feminine, manifesting what you want. So I'm going to be teaching you a lot more additional components today. And I want to teach you other components in the manifestation process beyond just the feminine work. And I've broken manifestation down into 10 key steps, into 10 key components that I want to teach you. Ooh, let me just admit someone into the meeting room. And let me spotlight my video. All right, just getting that all set up. Beautiful. So as I was saying, I taught you about the feminine principles of manifestation and magnetism in our first masterclass, but in this one, I'm going to teach you some additional components of the manifestation process. And I've actually got 10 key steps and components that I want to walk you through that are both about the energy work of coming into alignment, which is what the magnetism work we were doing was all about, but also include some other components of manifestation that, you know, I hope this kind of forms like a, almost like a method that you can follow, although it's not necessarily going to be step one, step two, step three. You may find that. You may find with some things that you're manifesting that you can sort of see it's a sequential method that you can follow. With other things that you're manifesting, you'll find that you'll be circling back to different parts of this process, or that it'll be a little bit out of order based on the journey you're moving through with what you're wanting to manifest. But I've broken it down into 10 key components, and I hope this is really valuable for you and allows you to kind of see, okay, here's what I'm doing well, and here's where I can see I'm really doing the work in that area. Oh, but you know, this has brought to my awareness an area where I'm not really doing the work, or I'm not digging as deep as I could, or I'm actually kind of out of alignment in that area. So I hope it brings in more of a practical component, because our first masterclass was so feminine and feeling based and flowy, and I want this to be more practical for you. So that's what I'm going to be covering today. All right. Let me just get that all happening. Okie dokie. So our first step, and this is an obvious step, first step, but the first component of the manifestation process is obviously desire. So desire is where we begin, and we talked a little bit about desire in our first masterclass. But we're working with desire when we're really tuning into embodied, heart-driven, magnetic manifestation. We're wanting to work with desire that really comes from the heart, that really feels like this pure desire of something really authentic for you, something really aligned for you, and something that feels deeply meaningful to you and would really help activate more of the qualities and the feelings you're wanting to experience in your life. So where I would want you to begin with this, and we'll just do this for a moment, whether you're here with me live or watching the replay, I want you to take a moment just to pause and place your hand on your heart and just feel into, what is something you currently desire? What is something you really want to see manifest in your life? Something that your heart is yearning for or craving. It could be something in, say, one particular area of life that you want to manifest. So a relationship, a career change, setting up your own business, a change in your living environment, a change around your health or your body, a change around your lifestyle, your finances. So think about if there's one particular area, either that, you know, it's something you've been wanting to manifest for a while, you've been holding this desire for a while, or maybe it's something that you're looking ahead to 2021, thinking, I really want to manifest that next year. I know for me, when I feel into this question, what is my heart desiring? What I see is more of a vision of a few different areas of my life. And actually what I'm seeing is where I want to be a year from now. And this sort of cohesive kind of comprehensive vision of what a few different areas of my life would look like at this time next year. I sort of have this vision of all of them culminating together. So if you're working through the replay, you might just want to pause, and I'd like you just to clarify this before you move forward with the rest of the session. Make a note of it. What's something you really want to manifest? What's something your heart is really desiring? And I want you to take a moment to sit with that desire and see if you can connect with the feeling of it. And maybe you do that just by bringing the desire to mind. Maybe you have a vision or images. Maybe you see yourself living it. Maybe you just kind of bring in a few details around it. But I want you to sit with it until you feel it. You feel energy begin to get activated in your body. And I want you to identify, you might need a little bit more time than what I'm giving you now, but I want you to identify a couple of key feeling words, maybe three key feelings that are linked to that desire, that when you manifest that, you feel like you'd feel those feelings, or even as you imagine it now, those feelings get activated. So we want to identify a few key feelings around this desire. And what I want you to notice, if you really give yourself some time to sit in that exercise, you'll start to feel energy moving through your body. You'll start to feel your heart energy get activated. And you'll start to feel like a sense of pleasure moving through your body at the thought of manifesting and having that thing that you desire. And when we work with desire in this way, when we sit in the space of connecting with it, feeling it, feeling the feeling of having it, aligning with it, allowing ourselves to get excited, to be hopeful, to believe in it, and to even come into a space of knowing, like knowing that this is possible for us and that we can have it. That is a really pleasurable, the host has spotlighted your video for everyone. I'm not sure what that means, but I just got a notification. Unpin video. What is that trying to tell me? Let me just double check that because, ooh, where's my video gone? Hang on a moment. Where am I? You can see me. I can't see myself. Why has that happened? Okay, here we go. Pin video. Oh, that's funny. Zoom's just giving me funny notifications and it confused me. I'm going to spotlight myself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add someone in who's coming into the room. Oh my goodness, what is going on with technology right now? Admit. Beautiful. Okay. Just a couple of little techie things there to figure out. So when you come into this space of desire and you really align with it and embody it and feel it, it's very pleasurable. It feels really expansive and it's very enlivening through the body. And this is really how we bring pleasure to the desire process. Desire doesn't have to be, what it sometimes can be when the mind comes in. When the mind comes in around desire and we disconnect from the heart, we go into that space of immediately thinking, how will I have this? How will I make this work? How will I bring this to life? Is this even possible? We start coming into a space of doubt. Am I worthy of this? Am I good enough for this? I've never had this before. Is it possible that I can have this again? all that thinking starts. Maybe there's even resistance and fear around having it. Or other times, that energy of need comes in that we talked about in Masterclass 1. The feeling of desire becomes so overpowering that we're like, right, I need this. I need to go and make this happen. I need to figure out how to get this. But in the absence of all of that thinking, when you're just in the space of feeling, desire is really pleasurable and beautiful. And that's the space we want to stay in when we're working with our desires. And we want to give ourselves permission to revel in that space for a while and not pull ourselves out of it with thinking, but actually allow that desire to really ripple through our body and start to fill up our energy field. So pure desire is about feeling, not thinking. And as I said, it can be a really pleasurable experience for us. And then even following that desire is filled with pleasure. So how do we work with a desire that we're birthing, that we're wanting to create? And if you've just joined the call, I want you to think about something you're wanting to manifest, a desire you have that you're wanting to bring to life. First of all, I want you to fully claim and own that desire. I want you to stop diminishing it, doubting it, toning it down, try to make it realistic. And I want you to fully, wholeheartedly claim it. Fully give permission to your heart to dream as big as it wants to dream and fully expand into what it wants. And sometimes, as we talked about in our last masterclass, there's a vulnerability to that. There's a real rawness and a feeling of being quite exposed, of just opening your heart and saying, I really want this and I don't know how or when it's going to happen. But I want you to sink deep into that feeling so that you can fully align with it. Excuse me. And sometimes people say things to me like, I don't know what it is that I want. I'm not clear on what I want. And I would usually say in response to that, if you're feeling confused, it usually means you're up here. The heart is always clear. Sometimes it takes time for us to land in the heart and hear what it desires, but the heart is always clear. So if you're confused, it usually means you're in thinking. And I'd encourage you to maybe move through, say, the embodiment exercise I took you through on the weekend to come into your body and come into your heart to feel rather than be thinking. The second thing I want you to do is decide and make a wholehearted decision that you are going to have what you want, that you're going to do whatever it takes to have what you want. Because sometimes what I see with people is they very much want their desires, but they haven't necessarily decided to have them. And life doesn't change because we want it to change. It changes because we've decided for it to change. And decision is like a commitment. Decision is like, I'm going all in on this. Plan A, no plan B. And it doesn't mean that you're honing in on one specific sort of aspect of the desire or what the desire might look like, but you are fully deciding that this desire moving through, you're going to have this, you're going to create this, you're going to make this happen. So sometimes when life hasn't been changing, we need to check in. Am I wanting this, or have I decided that I'm going to create this and have this? There's a very big difference. Next, as I guided you through before, I want you to uncover what are the core feelings that having this desire will bring you. What will it activate in you? What are the qualities or the feelings that you'll get to experience by manifesting this desire? And the reason this is important is because you get the opportunity, once you identify that, to begin working on, okay, if, say, feeling... for me, I was thinking of my desire, expansive, light, and joy. Say they're my feelings. If I can identify them, first of all, I know what qualities to work with when I'm connecting with my desire, but then I also know what I can start to work on now. So if I'm wanting to manifest something that will create expansion, lightness, and joy, but I'm very often sitting in an energy space of contraction, heaviness, and suffering or depression, I'm out of alignment energetically with what I desire. And so once you identify those feelings, you can say, okay, how can I get to work now, in the now, feeling more of that, so I don't have to wait until what I want arrives for me to feel it. And sometimes we sort of say to ourselves, oh, I can't feel love until that person's here to love me. I can't feel abundant until that money arrives. But cultivating those feelings within you first is what makes you magnetic to them. We touched on that in Masterclass 1. And so when it comes to your desire, the next thing you want to work with is on your energy. And I'm going to talk about this in our second point. But your energy is creative. And so there's a lot of energy work we can be doing with our desire to begin bringing it to life even before we start taking action, or even before we really feel like we're doing much in particular to manifest it. If you want to create something new, and if you want to work with your desires, you have to give them your energy. You have to be creating time to give energy and attention and focus to them. Similarly, if there's something that you no longer want to create in your life, you actually have to be taking your energy off it as a way of, and I'll talk about this, dematerializing it in your reality, because it's things are sustained in your reality by you giving them your energy, time, and attention and focus. So it's really important with your desire, once you get really clear on it and you really feel it through your heart and you embody, you work with the qualities of it and you work to embody those qualities now, and you focus more on how it feels rather than the specifics of it. And then we move into what is going to be the next step, which is really working with your energy around it. So the second step is nurture. Our first component was desire, and our second component is nurture. And I'll tell you what this means. You want to nurture your dreams. You want to think about your dreams being like little dream seeds. I often talk about them as being little dream seeds. And this is like a little seed that holds the potential of your desire, right? Oh, there's some strange sound outside. So when you think about a tree or a plant or a flower, when you plant that seed holds the potential for the entire tree. It holds all the information to bring to life that entire tree. And the same is for your dreams and your little dream seeds, right? They hold all the information, the potential to bring to life the entire dream. So I love thinking about them as little seedlings. And we need to nurture our dream seeds with belief, with positive energy, with time, attention, focus, and excitement, right? So for your desires to come to life, they require your energy, because everything that exists in your reality is there because you're giving it your focus and your energy. It's sustained through your energy, as I said. And have you ever had the experience of like deciding that there's something that you want? I actually did this at the start of the new year, and I'm sure a lot of us do this at the start of a new year. We write out all the things that we want, and then we park that list somewhere and we don't revisit it. And we get to the end of the year and we're like, why haven't my desires manifested? You know, I remember writing down things like, I'm going to go to yoga twice a week, and this is what I'm going to create my business, and this is what I'm going to create in my life. But I didn't revisit some of those desires through the year. They weren't getting consistent energy from me, and therefore they didn't manifest. So I want you to think about another analogy. I love, you know, gardening analogies when it comes to manifesting. I want you to think about having two pots and putting two little seeds in each pot. And I want you to think about, you do two different things with these pots. With one of them, you nurture it. You nurture this little seed that you've planted in your pot, and you give it water and you check on it every day, and you fertilize that soil and you make sure it gets adequate sun, but not too much sun. And then you take care of the leaves, you know, by dusting the dust off them, and you keep the bugs away and you give it regular energy and attention. And over time, through that nurturing, that seed's going to begin to blossom. With the right conditions and with the right nurturing, it will blossom. But if you did the same thing with a seed, you put it in a pot and you just left it, maybe you left it in a cupboard and you didn't look at it, that seed wouldn't grow. The seedling would die because it's not getting any energy, any attention, any nurturing, and it's not getting what it needs to come to life. So your dreams and desires need to be nurtured, and it's so beautiful. Nurturing is such a feminine quality, and we can bring beautiful heart energy to nurture our dreams and desires. So I want you to think about, and I'm going to just ask you a question. Let me give you a question with each of these. So that desire, that dream that you identified that you want to manifest, how are you going to nurture this dream through your energy and through your time and your attention, your practices? For example, how can we nurture them? Vision boarding is a beautiful one. So creating a vision board so that you put that up somewhere where you see it every day. So every single day, what it is you're wanting to create is getting your energy and attention. Another one is journaling, or creating a morning practice actually where you can bring in some of these practices. So if there's something I'm wanting to create, every morning I will sit down and I will give it time and energy. I will write about it. I'll write in detail about what I want to manifest or see. I'll write about it in the present tense, like it's already manifested. You can meditate on it. You can visualize it like we were just doing before. You can feel into it. You can maybe sit down and create a plan around it. You could create a desktop background on your computer or your phone that reminds you of it. You could stick your desires up on the mirror or on a whiteboard. If there's something you really want to materialize, it actually needs your attention and energy every day. I mean, it doesn't have to, but that will support it to come to life. And it also needs beautiful, positive energy and attention, because not just any energy and attention. I mean, you could take that pot plant and you could put poison on it, and you could say terrible things about it, and you could give it negative energy, and it's not going to grow into a beautiful plant. So very often with our desires, sometimes without realizing, we're giving them negative energy. We're worrying about them. We're doubting them. We are questioning if we're worthy of them. We are, sometimes we're even giving our attention to what we don't want. So whatever energy you're giving to your beautiful dream seeds, you want it to be positive, full of belief and good energy. And you want to be giving energy to it every day. So those beautiful dreams need nurturing, and they need your commitment to them to be nurtured. So I want you to explore that as a question. How are you going to nurture this dream or desire by giving it your energy that you have decided that you want to create? All right. Number three, so muggy here in Sydney today. I'm feeling very warm in my little sunroom office. Even though I think it's raining outside now, but it's, yeah, very muggy in the air. All right, number three, component number three is dematerialize. And this may not make any sense to you, but I'm going to explain it. So it's like materializing, but dematerializing. And I got this term dematerialized from Penny Pierce. And she has a great book called Frequency. And it is a great deep dive into manifestation from an energetic perspective. It's probably like, it's a little deep, but if you love geeking out on the energy components of manifestation and quantum physics and the frequency of things, you'll love this book. But she talks about dematerialization, which is really about how do we unravel and release old manifestations, things that we've already manifested that aren't in alignment and that we don't want anymore, that we want to release so that we can create something else. So if the way we materialize something in our life, we take energy into form, is by giving more energy to it, the way that we dematerialize something is by taking our energy out of it. And this is an important part of the manifestation process, because we need to clear space for what we want to call in, right? And release so that we can make room for the new. So ultimately, this is about taking our attention and energy off what we don't want and off what we want to release from our lives. Because without realizing, a lot of us are either giving our attention a lot of the times to what we don't want. We don't even realize we're doing it, but we're very clear on what we don't want. Or the other challenge we encounter is in the process of wanting to manifest something, rather than giving all of our energy to what we want, we're giving all our energy to where we are, which is a pretty natural thing. I mean, if you're moving through your life experience, you're going to be giving your energy and attention to whatever's in front of you. That's a pretty natural thing, but it is a challenge because sometimes we forget we're getting so caught up in our day, we're not giving energy to what we want. So we may not always be able to completely remove our attention from something. I mean, if you have a day job to show up to, if you have people in your life, like your family or a partner, you can't necessarily just take all your attention off it. But what you can do is reduce the level and the amount of energy that it's getting. Because something that I've noticed, and I noticed this, for example, I've noticed this in any situation where I feel like I'm complete with one area and I want to manifest something new, I start getting frustrated with where I am. We start sometimes complaining. We start resisting and fighting against our reality where we are now. You know, we want to be out of our job and all of a sudden our job is driving us bananas. Or we want to be in a healthier body and all we keep noticing is how terrible we feel in our body or how our body looks, whatever it is. Or you want to manifest more money, but you just can't shake the fact that there's not enough money in your bank account and it's creating a lot of stress and worry. So while we might not be able to completely change what's already manifested or take our energy off it, we can go from being resistant, complaining, fighting against it, feeling frustrated, giving all this negative energy to it, into a space of like greater neutrality and just acceptance and allowing. Like, this is where I am. Kind of making peace with it. And that takes you from giving all of this energy to just kind of being neutral and accepting. And that reduces the amount of energy you're giving to it. So I know when I, for example, was transitioning out of my day job into setting up my business, it was really easy to feel so frustrated with that job and just like complain about it all day and feel really negative about it and give all my energy to it. But instead, I really worked on, you know what? I am where I am. This is temporary. I know I've already decided I'm creating this desire and I'm just in the process of bringing it to life. So I'm going to sort of detach a little bit energetically from my current reality. Yeah, I have to keep showing up in there, but I'm just going to start to pull my energy out of it a little bit. I'm not going to get so caught up over the small details. I'm not going to spend as much time complaining or worrying or criticizing or feeling frustrated. I'm just going to allow it. I'm just going to let it be and just move through my day without a fuss. And that reduces the level of intensity around the emotion and energy you're giving to it. And that's a beautiful way to start the dematerialization of that. So if there's something you don't want anymore, and you're finding you're giving a lot of negative energy to it through complaining, feeling frustrated, all those things, your work is instead to become more neutral, more accepting, more allowing, just decide to let it be, and choose to use your precious energy on creating what you do want instead. Yeah. I mean, even when I was at my day job, I was very often daydreaming about my business. And on my lunch break, I was thinking about my business. In the mornings and evenings, I was thinking about my business. So I was really conscious about putting my energy into what I wanted to create. So this sort of dematerialization process is really important, a really important component of manifesting. And I just want you to be aware that whatever you're putting your energy into expands. So if there's something you want to dematerialize in your life, either take your energy off it completely if you can, or reduce the level of intensity of energy you're giving to it, and that's going to start to unravel its presence in your life, and you'll be able to start to build something new through your energy instead. All right, that was number three. Number four in our manifestation process in our components is around clearing the inner blocks. So we will all have inner blocks to some extent around something that we desire, because usually the reason that it's not here yet is because in some shape or form we're out of alignment with it. If we were 100% completely in alignment with it, it would most likely be already in our reality. And any desire is going to ask you to change in some way in order to have it, because there's one version of you who has a set of beliefs and a set identity and set emotions you currently feel, and that's created this particular reality and these particular manifestations. And then if you desire something else that stays kind of here, there's like an inner, I'm going to talk about this later as one of the other components, the growth and the up-leveling, but there is some inner changes you're going to have to go through to come into alignment now with that different desire. Because it's likely that this desire, the person who's living in this desire, the version of yourself, has a different set of beliefs. Maybe isn't afraid of the same things, has higher self-worth, has different boundaries, has maybe a more abundant mindset. There's things that are different. So there will naturally be things within you you're going to have to clear in order to come into alignment with the desire that you want. And this is the question I want you to ponder, and I'm going to talk you through this. So when you're working through your desires, as I said, you've got, first of all, your desire, then you're nurturing that desire, and then you're working on pulling your energy out of anything that isn't in alignment with what you want to create. And maybe I didn't give you the question for that prompt. So the question for number three was, what will I need to stop giving my attention to? And what will I need to take my energy out of? I think I might have forgotten to give that to you. But for number four, inner blocks, this is about exploring what within me is out of alignment with what I desire. What within me will I need to heal, change, release, or clear in order to have what I want? What can I feel within me is in opposition to what I want? And you will either be really clear on what your inner blocks are, or you might kind of not really know. But the more that you tune into your desire, and the more that you sit in that practice, which is the first practice I gave you around feeling into it, imagining living it, reveling in it, like really giving yourself a lot of space to feel the possibility of it, you'll most likely notice some stuff come up. I was even doing this around my desire today as I was tuning into it. I was probably only a couple of minutes in to really sitting with it, and I could already feel this little voice be like, how about we get on our phone, check your phone. Oh, I wonder what's happened on Instagram. Something was trying to pull me out. There was some resistance to fully sinking in to the feeling of my desire or to really connecting with it. You might also notice inner stories come up right away around, can I really have this? Is this possible for me? Am I good enough for this? Am I worthy of this? What is this going to require of me? Maybe there's some fear, some anxiety. Maybe it's like, I feel safer to be where I am. That's going to be new and scary and take me into this whole new territory. I want you to notice what's coming up for you as you're tuning into your desire. And as soon as you notice something, write it down. So as you're working with your desire, you want to have a pen and paper handy so you can notice any story, any feeling of resistance that comes up in your body around it. So understand, like, this is actually perfect. And what I see so often with people that I work with is, they feel like that these stories or beliefs or things that are rising are true, and that they are somehow proof and evidence that they can't have what they want. So if I'm working with a woman in a coaching session, we'll be tuning into her heart and feeling what she wants, and then she'll be like, yeah, but. And all the stories or the doubts or the fears or the concerns or the I'm not good enough, the unworthy will come up. And we fall into the trap of believing all of that and then giving all our energy to that. And then we allow that to stop us, right? I want you to realize it's rising simply because it's being illuminated for you so that you can clear it, so that you can see what's out of alignment. so that you can see what's in the way of you having what you want. It's not rising because it's true. It's rising because you're seeing, okay, here's my inner work. Here's where I need to up-level my self-worth. Here's where I need to expand my abundance mindset. Here's where I need to work on my self-love more so I can see how worthy I am of love from the external. Here's where I need to work on a childhood wound around a past experience where, you know, I've got a pain point around that particular desire that I had that wasn't met when I was a child. This is where I need to expand my capacity to receive more. So you want to get excited when you see an inner block. You want to write it down. You want to get clear on it. And it will show you kind of what your work is around what you need to do. Because you want to clear this stuff. You don't want to just sit in there subconsciously. You want to become aware of it. And there's a couple of things we can do when we identify these stories. So something that I've noticed, if you've done quite a bit of inner work, sometimes just being aware of them is enough to shift them. Sometimes you can be like, oh, whoa, I didn't even realize I had this story that I'm not worthy of great love. And now that I can see it, I can realize that it's bullshit. And so I'm just going to discard it because it's so not what I want. And that can sometimes be the case. You can just become aware of it and say, yeah, now that I see it, I realize it's not my truth and I can let it go. Other times you do need to unpack them further. And this might mean doing some inner child work. This might mean working with different practitioners. I mean, I have worked with countless practitioners over the years to support me in clearing subconscious blocks and reprogramming my mind and upgrading my mindset and aligning my energy. Everything from crystal healers to Reiki practitioners to kinesiologists to theta healers to life coaches. There's nothing wrong with saying, whoa, I've become clear on like this big block I have to love or money or success. I'm going to go find someone who can help me clear this. That's a really great thing to do. And if it's a big block for you, that I would really recommend that. Or what you can do is work with it through the body. And that's the next step we're going to move into. We can actually do some reprogramming through the body to help retrain your body and your nervous system to feel safe to have what you desire, right? And to expand your capacity to receive that and to align you with it through the body. So as I've mentioned before, the question I want you to explore around number four is really seeing what's out of alignment within me with what I desire. And another way you can do that, if you're not yet clear what it is, and I talked about this in Masterclass 1, is you can, like that first exercise of working with your desire, you can imagine like it's in front of you. It's here. You've got it. It's manifested. And sit with the energy of it. The partner you want, the opportunity you want, the home you want, the body you want, the money you want, whatever it is. And imagine it's right here, right in front of you. And then notice what happens in your body. Notice where you close, where you contract, where you want to push it away, where it feels unsafe. And that will show you more about where there are some blocks to what you want and what you want to call in. But it's really important to become aware of them and recognize they're not the truth. They're just rising so that you can release them and move into the next level version of yourself. Okay, I'm going to talk about this later, but all of our desires are activating us into the next level version of ourself. Desire is a transformational growth process, and it's divine and beautiful in that purpose. So there's always going to be something for us to clear in order to have more of what we desire. All right, number five in our steps is embody. So I'm going to talk you through here around the power of working with the energy of your desire and moving your body into the shape and energy of your desire so that you can really feel the feeling of having it, so that you can fully hold it, and so that you can reprogram your nervous system into feeling safe and familiar feeling safe and feeling familiar with that desire, which makes it much easier to call into your reality. So the questions I want you to work with around this one, and I'm going to talk you through this in more depth, is how would my desire and this new way of being feel in my body? How can I activate this in my body? And how can I make what I want feel familiar and safe to my body? And even what I said before, how can I have my body take the shape of almost like who I would be once I had that? Yeah. Because we talked about this in the first masterclass, that your body is always radiating a frequency and you're transmitting through your body what you're in alignment with. And the frequency that you're transmitting is lining you up with different experiences, people, opportunities that match that. So the way you're holding your body and the energy you're radiating is really important, which is why we kind of bring in this feminine approach. So I would go as far to say, people may not agree with me, but I would say in life, we don't receive or manifest what we want. We receive and manifest what feels familiar, what feels safe, and what we believe we're worthy and deserving of. And this is where the sort of subconscious comes in, because you can consciously want something, but if it feels, we talked about this a bit in Masterclass 1, if it feels really unfamiliar and unsafe to you, you're not going to be able to receive it. And the key to creating a new reality lies in being able to change and reprogram your body to radiate the frequency of your desired state consistently. And your desired state of being consistently. I'll say that again. The key to creating a new reality lies in changing and reprogramming your body to radiate the frequency of your desired state consistently. As we know, the body is always emanating frequency. I want to give you an example of this. So I was working through a desire that I have for life to feel more effortless, to have more ease and more flow and more joy, right? I was unpacking that. And this ties into my business, but it ties into everything. And it ties into like a deeper level of receiving of what I want to receive from life and a deeper level of support that I want to receive. Like I want to feel held so I can sink more and relax more into my feminine. And feel more light and more ease, right? And so I was exploring that in my journal and I was writing, you know, some of these things, like how would this feel in my body and what would this look like in my life? And so I was connecting with it. But then I noticed some discomfort and resistance come up in my body. And so this is where I was becoming aware of kind of what my blocks were, right? And what was out of alignment with it. And I realized there's been such a tendency, and it feels so much more familiar to me to have life feel difficult, to have life feel like a struggle, to have drama, to have like the weight of the world on my shoulders, like everything's a burden. I realized that feels a lot more familiar to me than having this like abundant ease and flow where things are just like effortless and easy and I receive support and I receive so much from life. And I was like, that's really interesting. And I realized as well, it's more familiar for me to hold my body in a state of like, of that stress space, of contraction, of feeling burdened, of feeling like, you know, I've got to think a lot and worry about things and I'm feeling heavy and contracted. That feels more familiar in my body than like the joy and ease of like just leaning back and feeling so supported and having life feel really simple and flowing. And I was like, this is interesting. Because it is my tendency to hold my body in that frequency. And because it feels more familiar to have things be hard and like a struggle, subconsciously, I'm just going to keep creating that. No matter how much consciously I have the intention for ease and flow and lightness, because it is my subconscious programming and default experience and familiar experience to have it in the opposite, that's what I'm continuing to create. And then I trace that back to childhood. So for me in childhood, I had to operate a lot out of a fight or flight nervous system. So I grew up in an environment where my parents, there was a lot of conflict between my parents, a lot of fights, a lot of verbal abuse, a lot of my father leaving, coming back and leaving, coming back continuously. So a lot of uncertainty and a lot of stress. And my younger sister began having epileptic seizures when I was 4. And that put everyone in stress and fight or flight. So that became the most familiar way for my nervous system to operate. And that was programmed in from a very young age, 2, if not 4. And so from a very young age, I operated in that stress response. Life isn't safe. We have to brace ourselves. There's so much uncertainty, and everything feels really difficult. I can never just relax and know that life, that I'm going to be okay and that life is going to be okay. So I identified that and I was like, wow, well, no wonder that this has been an experience for me ongoing. So what is the work when we're working around changing this through our body? I recognized, okay, I'm going to have to work on my inner child and work on reprogramming some of those stories. And I'll talk about that in the next point, but I'm also going to work on retraining my nervous system and working through my body so that my body begins to take more of the shape of ease, so that I begin to hold my body in more of a space of like safety. Like, I'm okay. I don't have to brace. I don't have to clamp down. Nothing. I don't have to overthink. I can just relax and flow. So part of the way I would work with this is with like the practice I guided you all through on Sunday, whether you've watched it or not, the embodiment exercise. And I'm going to be working with this a lot coming into 2021. I would come into, okay, my intention is to have my body taking the shape of my nervous system of ease, safety, flow, abundance, receiving support, all that good stuff. So I'd come into an embodiment practice and I would move through some movement and rolling my body around that we did in on Sunday, working with music, coming into like a soft pleasure state of safety, feeling safe and held in my body, feeling safe and held in the universe. And I would work with this every day. And then I would work with the vision that I'm beginning to create of what life would look like when I was living that reality, where my reality looked like that to me. And so I'd go into my kind of embodiment practice and I'd work with that vision and I would reprogram my body. So you can actually do really beautiful, deep reprogramming by changing the way you're holding the body, the way you're moving your body, and the energy that you're radiating and the frequency you're radiating through your body. Did I share with you the question? Yes, I did. So the other way that I've worked with this, this was really big for me before I called in. Actually, I'm just going to do a little midpoint spritz. I'm craving a spritz. I just saw it and I was like, oh yeah, that would be really nice. My feminine's like, spritz me up, girlfriend. I had to work with this before I called in my relationship. So when I was working with the energy of the partner I wanted to call in, I would imagine him sitting in front of me and I would go into my meditation and I would like sit with him like he was there and I would get him to look at me and like hold my eyes and just stare at me and be with me. And I can't tell you how much fear and anxiety came up around that. And I recognized I had huge intimacy blocks. I had huge blocks around being seen and witnessed by the masculine, around having a guy like deeply see me and see all of me and almost feel like so exposed to him, like there was nothing I could hide from him. It was terrifying for me. And that's why I constantly pushed away intimacy. So when I began working with the energy of him, I recognized I had those blocks. And so I would work with him regularly. I would work with that visualization like every day until my body began to feel safe. My body began to feel safe because it began to feel familiar to have his presence there, to have him see me. My guard was able to drop. I was able to sit and be open and fully receive him. And then when he came in the physical, in real life, some of my stuff still got triggered, but I didn't push him away and sabotage him because I'd already worked with that energy to make it feel safe and familiar to my body. So that can be a beautiful way to do deeper reprogramming through embodiment work. And that was number five. Number six is reprogram. So this is more of a mindset reprogram. So number five, we're working with embodiment. Number six, this is actual reprogramming around your mindset. So this is where you're going to need to create new ways of thinking and new mental patterns and new inner stories that will anchor in and affirm what it is that you're wanting to, like the state of being you're wanting to embody. Because that state of being is both a physiology and a mindset. So, a question to explore: what will I need to think and believe in order to have what I want? And I want you to think about someone who already has that. What do they think and believe? What's their mindset? Yeah, what do they believe about themselves or about life? Like someone who has $1 million a year business has very different beliefs and mindset to someone who has $100,000 a year business, right? So it's really valuable to think about, okay, when I have this, or someone who already has this, what would their mindset be? What do they think and believe to be true? So once you've identified your desire and then you're working with the feelings of it and you're working with the embodiment of it, I also want you to write out some new like mental patterns. And these are sort of like affirmations. These are sort of like new ways of thinking that you can repeat to yourself like an affirmation or a mantra that you'll use on repetition. And as well, that can be really like a confirming thing to say to yourself when self-doubt comes up or worry comes out. And it depends on what you're manifesting here, but it just could be things like, I'm worthy of love and worthy of receiving love. I deserve the very best that life has to offer. I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve to make X amount of money. I am worthy of, I'm worthy and deserving of life being easy. Of life feeling like flow. I love myself just as I am. I love and accept myself just as I am. I love and approve of myself just as I am. I'm good enough just as I am. I belong. I'm safe. I'm whole. I'm complete. A beautiful Louise Hay one is, I am whole, perfect, and complete just as I am. Money comes easily and freely into my life experience. It's easy to make money. It is, it's only a matter of time before great love comes into my life. Whatever it is you're wanting to believe. And if you're struggling, I do find sometimes people that I work with struggle to come up with these more positive beliefs. You can even Google it. Like you could Google like, what are some positive affirmations about money? Or what are positive affirmations about self-love? Or Google Louise Hay affirmations. She has a lot of beautiful ones. And pick ones that feel good to you, that you don't have to believe them right now. You might repeat them and think, I don't believe this. This is rubbish. If you repeat it long enough, you're going to begin to believe it. As Abraham Hicks say, a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. And it's a thought that you have thought long enough that you've begun to believe it. That's all your beliefs are. The things that you have thought long enough that you've begun to believe them. So in order to put in new beliefs, you just have to practice thinking new thoughts long enough until you start to believe them. So, a practice around this might be a morning practice. It might be where you take your embodiment practice and you actually work with, as you're moving through different movements or working through visioning what you want as you're moving your body, you're also saying beautiful affirmations to yourself. You're also planting in positive thought patterns and new ways of thinking in. Or you might write out a whole set of beautiful affirmations you want to practice, and you might sit in front of the mirror every day and repeat them to yourself. Don't underestimate the power of like your subconscious mind and your body believes what you tell it. It doesn't know the difference between something that you're telling yourself because you're just kind of making it up, or something that you're telling yourself because you've been telling yourself that forever. It will take it on board. It's like a sponge. It will take on board whatever you say. So plant positive things in there. And the other thing you can do is like write a script. And I learned about scripting out of this book. It's called Absolute Happiness, and it's by Michael D'Amico Rowland. And I'll link to it in the Facebook group if anyone's interested. I read this book in my like early 20s, and he has this process called life scripting that a lot of people teach now. And he talks about writing out the script of your life as if it's like you're writing in the present tense, as if it's already manifested. And I've done this a lot, and it's really, really powerful. So it is December 2021 and insert the blank. I am living here, I'm working here, I'm in this relationship, this is how much money is in the bank, this is how I'm feeling, this is what my life looks like. You want to go into as much detail as you can. And you can write out the script of what you want your life to be. Like a script, like if someone was making a movie and they were going to create this movie off this script. You want to go into as much detail as possible around what it is that you want to see in that movie, right? In the movie of your life. And that can be another beautiful practice. I think once you've come into alignment through some embodiment work and you're feeling connected to the feeling of what you want, read through a script, read through your script of what it is you want, read it out loud, read it in your mind. And the other thing that I've heard people do is read it out loud, like, onto a voice memo on their phone, and then listen to it. You can even put some music with it or just listen to it by itself. And so you actually listen to yourself telling yourself about this reality that you're going to be living, where you write it in the present tense. So we're both working with reprogramming the body while also reprogramming the mind. And this is all about alignment. So many of the steps that I'm giving you now, so many of these components, are about how do we fully align ourselves with our desire energetically, emotionally, in our nervous system, in our mind, right? Because that's what's bringing us into alignment with it. All right, so that was number 6, and that's about reprogramming. What will I need to think and believe in order to have what I want? What would I be thinking and believing once I had this? What story would I be telling myself? How about I start telling myself that story now? All right, number 7, we've already covered number 7 in Masterclass 1, but number 7 is feminine magnetism. So this is really working with these feminine principles that we did a whole masterclass on in Masterclass 1. So our alignment work is both about the inner work that I was just telling you about, but it's also about staying in that magnetic, receptive, feminine energy. And so I want to ask you, as you're moving through the process of bringing your dreams to life, I want you to write out, what practices will I draw on to support me to stay in my feminine energy and in my feminine magnetism? What will I practice to stay connected to my pleasure through this process? What will I practice to help me lean back, flow, and stay in the space of receiving? So this is where you might want to revisit your Masterclass 1 and really identify some of those beautiful, juicy, like your favorite practices that you love to work with. And you want to include this in the process you're moving through with manifesting. So at any point, and it's so easy for this to happen, where you feel bogged down, where you're feeling self-doubt, where you're feeling fear or anxiety, or you're like, is this ever going to happen? Or you're feeling need and control wanting to play out. Or, you know, you've got some of your old patterns rising, the old stuff rising. Drop what you're focusing on. Like if working on your desire in that moment is feeling like it's too much to stuff rising around you, stuff rising that's uncomfortable, you can leave it for the moment and go to a pleasure practice. Go to some type of beautiful practice that brings you joy and brings you into your body and brings you into receptive mode or brings you into your body, and then come into doing your work on your desire, writing about it, visioning it, feeling into it, vision boarding it. Once you feel like you're in that more aligned magnetic energy, that's a beautiful way to do it. And so look, as I've said, with a morning practice, a lot of this, like you can do this in lots of little steps, or you can kind of combine this into one beautiful practice altogether. And if you are doing a morning practice, I would actually spend time, and you're really wanting to manifest something in the moment, I'd spend time connecting in with that desire, nurturing it through giving it your energy, taking your attention off what you don't want, which is the dematerializing. Identifying if there's anything present within you that might be blocking it or might be pulling you out of alignment with it. Doing some beautiful embodiment work to connect in with the energy of it. Saying some beautiful affirmations or mantras or reading over your script. And bringing in pleasure and sensuality and really amplifying that whole experience through your feminine. So you can actually create a big, delicious, like manifestation ritual out of all of those steps. All right, number eight. Number eight is soul growth. This is another component of the manifestation process, and I touched on this before. So I would say that a big reason that sometimes our desires and dreams are delayed, or what we're wanting isn't manifesting yet, is not that you're doing anything wrong. I know we all blame ourselves. Sometimes it's just that there are lessons and learnings and growth that we need to move through as part of the preparation to have what we want. And we are just in the journey of going through that soul growth, which is actually going to help us come into alignment with what we want. And we don't realize sometimes that we're on a journey of growth and evolving and shifting and changing and expanding and up-leveling within ourselves. And that's part of the divine process of being able to have what we want. Because every desire that you have sparks like an inner process within you. It is the catalyst for a journey of inner transformation in some way. As I said, you have to become a different person to receive a desire that you've never had before, right? And sometimes your desire is not going to materialize until you've really completed the inner growth process or the inner learning that that desire is calling you into and is asking you to go through. Or the up-leveling that you're needing to move through as well. And on a soul level, your soul is so much less concerned with whether you get the thing that you want and so much more concerned with who you're becoming along the way, right? With the beautiful growth you're going through along the way. That's what's most important. And the incredible growth you're going on in order to come into alignment with what you want. So the question I'm going to give you for this particular component is, how do I need to grow, change, or expand within myself in order to receive this new desire? What is my desire asking of me? What growth is it asking of me? our desires can ask things of us, like they can ask us to get outside our comfort zone, do something that scares us, invest money or spend more money, take a risk, bravely follow our heart, rebirth ourselves in some way, take a huge leap, face a fear, overcome a limiting belief, heal a childhood wound, love ourselves more deeply, upgrade our self-worth and change how we see ourselves. Our desires are actually there to catalyze those processes within us. And sometimes we get really fixated on what we want, but we're not willing to do the inner work to have it. I know that can be a bit confronting to say, but it can happen. Sometimes we can be skipping over the inner work that life is really asking of us for us to have what we want. I remember I went through this, I think, before I called in my relationship, because I think for years, and I received the guidance in my journal for years from my soul and higher self, that I had to redefine my relationship to my business in order to call in love. And I had to really unravel the part of my identity that was so achievement driven and got so much validation and love actually through my business, through the work I was doing. And I was kind of in this codependent relationship with my business where it was like the source of my love and the source of my acknowledgement, my validation. And I really had to like take my power out of that. And I got that guidance for so long. And I avoided doing that work. I was like, I can't step away from work. I can't have work not being my only priority. I can't let go of this like love and validation I get because I'm addicted to it. I don't want to put a relationship above my business because I feel out of control of a relationship, but I feel very in control of my business. So I resisted that soul growth and that lesson for a really long time. And when I finally did the work on that lesson, it only took me a month before my relationship came. I've told the story before, I told it in my podcast, that when I really was willing to come into my feminine, to redefine my relationship to my work, to take my power out of that, to put love first and to change my energy by coming into my feminine, that's the relationship dropped in. But it's funny how sometimes what we want is withheld until we really move through the growth that we're meant to go through or get the lesson or get the learning. I sometimes see this when people are wanting to call in love and there's still unresolved childhood wounds that have previously caused them to call in love that's not what they truly deserve. Right? To call in love where they're receiving less than they deserve, or call in love that just triggers childhood wounding, basically. But then they decide they're ready for love again. So they want to go out and date, but it keeps not working because they haven't yet cleared up that wound that's just going to keep manifesting in relationships. And your soul is saying, forget about dating for the moment. I had to go through this. This was my experience. Clean up that wound. I had to go through it because I was addicted to men's love, addicted to it. And I had to be willing to let go of men for a while. I stopped dating. I stopped talking to any guy who I had a little thing with. And I just focused on me for a really long time to almost starve myself of that addiction and finally heal that wound, finally really heal my relationship with myself. And I had to do that before I could call in love. So this is a hard part of it, but there's this powerful inner growth and expansion up-leveling that we are always being called into when we want more out of life. And you can just get the thing, you can get the relationship, you can get the money, but if you haven't also upgraded your identity, your worth, your belief systems, you probably won't be able to hold it. So ensuring we are honoring the soul growth, the lessons and the learnings, showing up for that deep inner work, if anything isn't manifesting, really ask, am I doing all the work that I'm being guided to do? Am I getting the lesson and the learning? Have I made the inner change? Have I gone through the up level? Or am I still hiding in my comfort zone a little? Have I not fully shown up in the way that I know that I need to? This is a big one with career and career changes, or wanting to set up your own business or really get on purpose. Sometimes people are like, I'm doing everything. Why isn't my business manifesting? Or why aren't the clients coming? And sometimes we have to get honest. Am I really doing everything? Am I really showing up for all the steps that I'm being guided to take? So that can be a component to really look at, that soul growth component. All right, number 9 is action. And this is also, I'm going to talk about sort of bringing in the inner masculine. So the action component of manifestation is huge. It's not all feminine energy work. We know that, even though I've talked about that a lot, because we want to do the energy alignment work to make, when it comes to the action, to have that action so much more effective. But the action piece is a big, big part of it. And we want this to be, I did talk about this in Masterclass 1, intuitively guided action. Action where we're really like feeling into where is this action like being inspired from? Is this coming from like pressure? Like I feel like I have to do something, I'm frenetic. Is it feeling like a should, an obligation, a need to? Is it coming from fear, control? Or do I genuinely feel inspired and moved to take this step? And I said this at the end of Masterclass 1, but I'll reiterate it. If you're for something you're really wanting to manifest, I would encourage you to tune in every day on it and ask your inner guidance, ask your heart, ask the universe, what is a step I can take today? Are there any steps for me to take? What is my next step? How do I need to show up, take action, take initiative, put myself out there, be proactive in creating what I want? There is that element that needs to be there. But when it's coming from a really inspired and guided place, it's not like that unhealthy kind of masculine or feminine we can get into that's frenetic and fear driven. It's coming from a genuine, an energy's moving through you, guiding you. So, like I said before, when I was talking about desires, I believe that little seed of desire holds within it all the information and the whole plan that is needed to bring it to life. Oh my gosh, I can see a rainbow. There's a gigantic rainbow over here. How beautiful. Because we've actually, this has been raining and it's gray, but there's a gorgeous rainbow coming through. What a beautiful sign from the universe. And I don't know, what's my train of thought? But there's always a step you can take. And oh, sorry, I was saying that little dream seed holds within it the potential and the information and the plan of how to bring it to life. So actually communicate with your desires, communicate with your heart, build a relationship with that desire and with your inner voice. And I've done this countless times with my clients. Now they'll come to me from their head and they'll say, Connie, I don't know what to do. I don't know what steps, I'm overwhelmed, I'm confused. But then I'll guide them through a process of really coming into their heart, and I'll say to them, what guidance does your heart have for you? And they'll always have something that comes through. It's not always a step. Sometimes it's just be happy with where you are, work on your self-love, practice more gratitude, love yourself more deeply, as I said that before. Or it could be contact this person, do that, do this. But there's always something there if you tune in and listen. And I actually remember years ago, I was trying to manifest a home, and every day I would tune in and I would get, I think the guidance was the same every single day, and it drove me bananas. It was about make the most of where you are. That was the guidance every day. Make the most of where you are. And I was like, the guidance is driving me insane. Like, it's nothing proactive And I would say, should I go on an apartment hunt? Should I go and do something? And I always got no, 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 don't do anything. And I'm like, oh, this is so frustrating. And then making the most of where I was, that guidance was, even though you're not in the home you want to be in, even though you're not where you want to be, still show up in the way that you would if you were in that home. At that particular time, I felt like my living situation was hindering my business. But my guidance was, no, you keep showing up for your business fully, regardless of whether you've got the perfect home environment. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And I was getting nothing about any practical step to take. But I did it for like months on end. I still asked my intuition every day, what's my step? What's my step? I was building that relationship. And then one day, when I'd learned my lessons and the divine timing was right, I was on Facebook and this ad popped up of a girl that was subletting her place. It was a beautiful apartment that she was subletting, fully furnished for 6 months. And it just popped and I was like, oh my God, that's it. That's my home. And it just, everything about it fell in together perfectly, because my biggest fear was that I didn't have the money to fully furnish a place. So I was able to move, get a fully furnished place for 6 months. It was exactly what I needed to prepare for my next step. Like, it was just the perfect manifestation. But I had to wait for the timing to be right for that to drop in. And it dropped in perfectly into my reality at the exact right time. I got the place, I moved in, it was fantastic. So I really had to trust that guidance that wasn't giving me a step, but was telling me to just keep showing up and just keep tuning in. So you never know what you're gonna get. You may not get what you're expecting, but still tune in every day and ask that question. Build that relationship with your inner voice. Do it in your journal. That's the way I love to do it. And then this other action piece around the masculine. So this is when we draw on the inner masculine to support the feminine, right? We want that harmonious relationship. And I've actually got a journaling prompt coming out for you later this week, which is the very question I'm going to tell you now. So we'll be prepared when that prompt comes out. But the question is, for your desires to come to life, how will you need to draw on your inner masculine qualities, such as commitment, consistency, clarity, action, discipline, systems, and structures? How will you need to draw on that? Commitment, consistency, clarity, action, discipline, direction, outcome focus, systems, and structures. How will that support you to bring your desires to life? And I want you to see your inner masculine as being this beautiful resource that you can draw on to support your feminine to have what she wants, because we need both of them. And it's like the feminine is the space of desire, right? She's the space that's like, oh, I want this. This would feel so good in my body. This would feel so expansive. I want it. It would bring me joy. It would bring me pleasure. It'd be amazing. And then we bring in our inner masculine. You can almost imagine them having a conversation. And he's like, okay, what do you need me to do? What do I need to do to bring this to life for you? I am devoted to you. I will get to work. I will show up. I will implement what needs to happen in order to bring this to life. And that's within you, right? That's the two parts of you. So there's got to be that part of you that is devoted to your feminine and says, I will do whatever it takes. I will take action. I will get committed. I will be consistent. I will be disciplined. I will show up. I will create the containers and the structures and the systems. This guidance came through really clearly for me when I was tapping into my business, and this download came through that my inner feminine was feeling really unsupported by my inner masculine. And the guidance was like, it said, your feminine feels scattered. She feels ungrounded. She feels like she doesn't have enough structure. She feels like she doesn't have a plan or direction. And the guidance was like, your feminine's craving that and she needs that. So I've had to bring in my inner masculine and say, okay, beautiful. You want this type of business? All right. We need to create a plan. We need to schedule our time. We need some systems in place. We need some deadlines. We need some goals. We need to get committed and show up consistently. So that is a really important energy to draw on, both your intuition around the action and the guidance of what you need to do, but then also the masculine that is there to support your feminine and actually help her have what she wants. And number 10, our last component in, oh, I'm going to slide my door open. The last component in our my manifestation method for you is surrender, trust, and honor the divine timing. This is the part where we have to work with more of the spiritual components of manifestation, more of the kind of ethereal, intangible aspects that I know are really difficult to work with. But the more that you build a relationship with your intuition by coming in and connecting with it every day and asking questions and asking for guidance, the more safe you'll feel in the unknown, because you'll know that you have an energy guiding you. So this is what we talked about in Masterclass 1 and also what I talked about in my podcast, this co-creation with the universe, the parts of the process that you have to let go of, that you have to know are not within your control, where you have to know there's divine timing flowing through the when and the how of everything that's happening. And where you have to let go and say, I just really need to work on my alignment and know that the things are working in the invisible realms to support me. This is about trust. And a lot of people ask me, how do I practice trust? And trust is not easy to practice. But what trust asks is that you place your faith in what you feel and know within, rather than in what you see with your eyes. So when we're not necessarily operating from trust, we trust in what we see. We believe what we see. And we will only believe we can manifest what we've already seen. It'll be really hard for us to believe that we can have something if we've never experienced it before, or if we don't have any proof or evidence of it. But that's going to really limit what you can manifest, because you're only going to be able to recreate what you've already had. In order to be able to manifest something that you've never had before, you're going to have to dream beyond what you see with your eyes and place faith in something beyond the tangible and start to believe more in what you feel. And this is why feminine work, why I'm telling you so much about tuning into your feelings, being connected to your body and your feelings, because you're going to have to place your faith in that. You're going to have to place your faith in your heart, in your inner knowing, in that feeling in your body that just says, I desire this so much and I know this is possible for me and I have no proof or evidence and that doesn't matter because I'm being guided by within now. I'm being guided by what I feel. I'm being guided step by step to allow what I want to be revealed to me moment by moment. And I have to not get tripped up by needing to see proof and evidence in order to believe it. I have to build my belief from within. I have to build it from within by choosing to think the thoughts, by choosing to feel the feelings, by choosing to nurture my desire and place my faith in it. That's a choice that I have to practice, even when it's hard. And then you surrender. You do all that you can. You do these 9 steps that I've given you of this beautiful work that you can do. And then you surrender and you let go and you trust the timing and you trust the process and you trust the how. And whenever you find yourself coming out of trust into fear, anxiety, all those feelings, you do what we talked about. You come back to your pleasure practices. You come back to what brings you into alignment. You come back to something that feels good to you. Yeah, you shift yourself out of that state. It's really about being mindful and aware of your energy as you're navigating this process. And as I said, the delays that we encounter is usually when we're in a process of preparation. And you don't want that desire to come any sooner than the moment it's meant to come, because you may not be ready for it and you may sabotage it. You may not be able to hold on to it. And so you do, you want that desire to come once you know that you are truly ready. You're in alignment. You've got your self-worth and your energy in the place where you're ready to receive it. And so life is serving you when it creates delays. It's waiting for the right time to drop it in so that you can fully hold it. It's allowing you to move through the process of becoming the person you need to be, of going through that profound inner growth before you receive what you desire. So that's my 10 components, loves. That is my 10-step process to manifestation. Let's recap it. So the way that I would work through this if I was you is I would write out what I've given you here, these 10 steps, and I'd make note of the questions that I gave you under each one of what you need to reflect on and work with. And I would look at each of them and ask yourself, okay, first one, desire. How am I going with that? Have I fully claimed my desires? Have I made the decision to have my desire? Am I able to really sit in my body and feel the pleasure and the expansion and the experience of it? Can I really revel in that desire and hold it without continuously trying to pull myself out? Are my desires really coming from my heart? And am I feeling them now as I'm connecting with them? Number two, nurture. Am I nurturing my dreams? Am I watering them and nourishing them with positive energy, with time, attention, and focus and excitement? Do I have practices that allow me to be reminded of them and connect with them and give energy to them regularly and consistently and daily? Do I have rituals and things that I'm doing to tune into my desires and nurture them with beautiful belief and positive energy? Number three, dematerialize. Okay, how am I going with managing my energy around the things that I no longer want in my reality? Am I giving them too much energy? Am I always thinking about what I don't want? Am I complaining and fussing and fighting against what I don't want to continue to create in my life? How can I begin to take my energy out of those things? Either by saying no, putting in boundaries, no longer giving energy to what I don't want to continue to materialize, or by reducing the intensity of energy I give to it and working more on acceptance and allowing, making peace with what is, just allowing it to be as I work on creating what it is that I really want. Number four, clearing my inner blocks. Okay, how aware am I of what is out of alignment with what I want? Can I see what my inner blocks are? Am I aware of them? Am I writing them down as I notice them? Am I working through them? Have I got tools and practices to support me, or practitioners to support me? Am I doing my inner child work? How am I working through these blocks? Am I just believing my blocks? Am I giving all my attention to my blocks and saying, yep, I can't have what I want? Or am I just seeing them as things I need to work through and clear as part of my growth process? Number five, embody. Am I working with the energy of my desire in my body? Am I retraining my nervous system so it will feel familiar and safe with what I want? Am I becoming aware of things that are residing in my body, either the way that I hold my body or function or feel or show up, that is causing me to manifest almost the opposite of what I want? How can I work with an embodiment practice to shift my energy, to shift how I hold my body, to shift my state of being, and to make the state of being I want to be in become more familiar and safe through my embodiment practices? Number six, reprogram. Okay, what are the new ways of thinking? Am I still thinking those old thoughts that are not in alignment with what I want? Or am I working on my new ways of thinking? Am I upgrading my mindset? Have I got some new affirmations? Have I got some mantras? Have I written out my life script that I'm going to practice? Number 7, magnetism. Do I know what my feminine practices are that I can draw on that help my energy stay magnetic? Am I frequently shifting into that magnetic energy when I can feel maybe I'm becoming contracted or worried or stressed or anxious, and instead I know how to bring my energy back into that receptive pleasure space when that happens? Number 8, action, inspired action. Am I tuning in to receive the steps that I need to take? Am I taking consistent action? Am I showing up fully for what it is that I want to create? Am I listening to my intuition rather than taking frenetic, fear-driven action? Am I drawing on my inner masculine? Are there any aspects of my inner masculine that I need to cultivate more of and step further into to support my feminine to have what she wants? Number 9, soul growth and, soul growth, is that what I call it? And up-leveling. Am I aware of the deeper lessons and learnings and growth that I'm being guided to go on? Am I doing my inner work around that? Am I working to expand and up-level and get outside my comfort zone or stretch myself into a space that I'm afraid, or follow my heart even though I'm going into the unknown? Or am I growing and stretching? Am I moving through the transformation that my desire is asking me to go through in order to have what I desire? And number 10, am I practicing trust? Am I trusting in this, or am I trusting in this and what I see outside of me? Am I building that inner belief? Am I honoring the divine timing? Am I surrendering? Am I trusting life? Have I written my list where I know, okay, this is my job, my responsibility, like we talked about in Masterclass 1, and this is the universe's job, and I need to let that go and hand that over to the universe to be brought together in its own divine time. So I would write all that out. I would look at where you're at in each of those parts of the process. I would create practices that support you around each of those components. And that is a really conscious, powerful, intentional way to move through manifestation. You may not need to follow this process with everything that you manifest. You might look at this and be like, geez, Connie, this is over the top. Do I really have to do all of this? I wanted to give this to you so that you have a whole range of tools to draw on. You don't have to draw on all of it. It's totally up to you. But I know for me, when there's something that's really important for me to create and that I really want, I move through a very deliberate method around it. And it just helps me see when maybe I wasn't aware of something that I need to work more on. Like, I wasn't aware about the embodiment work around the tendency to be in stress and struggle and the desire to be in lightness and ease and joy. And that was a really powerful piece for me, that once I got that, I was like, oh, I can work more with that one. So that is my class for you, love. So I wanted to give that to you, and I hope it gives you a really powerful framework to work with as you're moving through the process of bringing your dreams to life. And it'll be a really intentional practice for you moving into 2021, thinking about your desires. And I hope it just has empowered you, give you some tools that you can use as you're working towards what you want. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you for being here. Beautiful to see you. It seems like this evening slot doesn't work as well for people to attend live, which is fine. But I just wanted to mix it up so that people had opportunities to attend at different times. Thank you for being here. Those of you who are here live, sending you lots of love. I hope this class is a really powerful resource for you. Thank you, Eleanor. And I will see you in the Facebook group. Lots of love, guys. Bye.